Sky Sports Radio, Tommy Berry's riding at the trials today, Warwick Farm. He's got a window of opportunity and he's graciously given us time. Morning, Tommy.
How are you, Sean?
I'm good, mate. Thanks for this. I appreciate it.
My pleasure.
Now, you've got some nice rides tomorrow at Rosehill in the first. This horse, Siege of Quebec, he cost a bit over $1 million. He's a brother to Bull Point. He was a nice winner first up at Beaumont.
Yeah, he was. I spoke to Brent Navdal this morning. He rode him last start. He's got a pretty big opinion of this bloke. He was a real workman's like win last start at Newcastle. He sort of looked beaten on one, two occasions, but when the Godolphin horse sort of came to him, he really picked up and was stronger the line. So he's always a horse that they've felt's got a bright future, and he's got to step up again tomorrow. It's a nice field, and obviously the horse of Wallace that won at Canterbury last start, he's got a big rap on him as well. So it isn't going to be a walk in the park, but I think he's up for the job.
All right, we go then to the third, and this is a family affair with our Finavara.
Yeah, no, it's John's liked this horse for quite a while. They've just sort of changed its racing pattern a little bit. It used to race up on the speed and wasn't finding a whole heap. So they decided to ride quite a couple of starts ago at Canberra and rode off the pace, and it was really strong to the line in a small field and arguably probably should have won last start when found no luck at Canberra as well. So, John's team's going really well at the moment, and it'd mean a lot to get a winner for them at a good time.
How was it riding for family, Tommy?
Oh, it's a lot harder, I tell you.
They've
got a lot more to say. I remember riding one for John one day, and he was probably for 4 or 5 months ago, and went out there. I said, "What would you like me to do?" And he said, "Just jump out and ride it how you want. You're the man on board. You do what you like." And he come back in, he said, "Why did you have it so close?" So, they're not always easy to please, but you'd be right, John.
You know you're never going to be on a winner, don't you?
No, exactly.
Now, Queen of Heights for Chris Waller. You're riding this in the fourth, had terrific form, but last had a few post-race issues.
Yeah, no, I did. Obviously, horses can get that every now and then, but horses that do have that problem really have they've got a great record bouncing back and being in the winner's circle the next start. So this horse has been very consistent, all preparation. Obviously, won a couple of starts ago at Canterbury, was a strong win on that occasion. Handles all types of surfaces. Will put itself on the speed from a good barrier. And there looks to be a bit of speed in the race, so I'm not sure if we'll find ourselves in front, but we'll definitely be right on the speed.
It's an interesting point you make about it. Often horses do have that. They'll have the thumps or something, and then they come out next start and they fire. Have you ever been able to figure out why?
No, I'm not sure why that is. Maybe trainers have to back off the horses a little bit after they have that problem. I'm not sure. I'm not a trainer, and I don't want to be for quite a while. So I'll just leave that to them and be happy if the horse returns in good order.
All right. Zara Bay's an interesting runner. It's come up from Melbourne. It has raced here in Sydney, of course, but up from Melbourne for this.
Yeah, look, she's a nice mare. She's always been very consistent. Mixes the form a little bit sometimes. She was a good run 2 starts ago when running third, and might have been second, sorry. And she seems to like to change of state. So John and Michael and Wayne seem to move around quite a bit, switch her from Melbourne to Sydney, and she seems to perform well. Pretty much her first start back from running in the opposite state. So I've ridden her in work. She's going along nicely, and she's going to get a nice run sort of a bit further back in the field, and hopefully they go along where it gives her the opportunity to hit the line strong.
Now, race 6, you're riding for Godolphin here, Reincarnate. Terrifically consistent horse. Last start did pull up lame, but obviously he's recovered.
Yeah, it's obviously had that little freshen up in between. I trialled him probably a week and a half, 2 weeks ago. He gave me a nice feel. As you said, he's a highly consistent horse. His best form's ridden when he's sort of a bit closer to the pace, but his last couple, he's been getting back a little bit. He probably hasn't drawn a gate to ride him too close, but, look, if he turns up at his best, he'll be very competitive.
All right. Marin Ostro looks like it's finally starting to find a bit of form in race 7.
Yeah, I hope so. He's sort of been out of form for a little while now. But, you know, he's a quality horse on his day. He's racing a lot better company than this. And, if he runs up to his best, he'll be very competitive. But he's drawn a very good barrier where he's going to get a nice run on the speed. Looks to be a bit of speed in the race as well. So I thought he'd probably been somewhere in the first half of the race. Once I speak to Chris on the day, obviously I'll know a little bit more. But for them to press on with him, obviously he's going along nicely at home. And as I said, at his best, he'll be very competitive.
Well, a similar sort of thing with Ashcan, emergency, and the next for Chris Waller. Had 12 months off, its form was good, and it's had 2 runs back.
Yeah, it has. It's, you know, third up, it's obviously, I think it's probably ready to peak. It's a nice horse. It's always shown its fair share of ability. Should probably settle, probably midfield, probably a little bit further back off its recent form. And as I said, Chris Chris's horses always improve when they've got a couple of runs under their belt. And he's third up, and he's obviously a stay that's got ability. So he's taking his time with him, and I think he might reap the rewards hopefully tomorrow.
And you got a good live chance in the last, I reckon, with Flo for Godolphin.
Yeah, she, you know, he was caught quite wide last start at Sunshine Coast in probably a lot better race than what he's meeting on Saturday. So he's got a bit of an awkward barrier again. He's always at races on the speed, so we're going to need a bit of luck from out there. But I think if he gets the right luck, he's probably one of my better odds of the day.
All right. Is it difficult to find your pick there, Tommy, or not?
Yeah, look, I think the 2 yard in the first, did you call back? And I hope I can book in the meeting first and last.
All right. Now, you haven't been able to work a deal with Hong Kong to be able to get back for Chautauqua, have you?
No, not yet. I'll wait till I get over there and find a little bit more work there. But we've just got to, we can't, as John Hawke said to me a while ago, he said, you can't have your cake and eat it too. And that's pretty much the way it is. So we'll just have to bite our time and see what happens.
Yeah, well, good luck.
But, yeah, so there we go.
Be nice to keep the combination together, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah. Hey. I have no idea. It would be a big kick in the guts if I definitely can't come back. But anyway, I've just got to cop it on the chin and be lucky with the opportunity that I've been given over there.
All right, mate. Good luck. Great. Appreciate your time this morning, Tom.
Always a pleasure. Thanks, mate.